Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
And our next interview is here. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. Oops. I don't know what happened. Now my phone fell.
Oh, your phone fell?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, my name is Joe Grotto. I'm with Rosa Route. We're a commercial facility services application, and we're in the middle of developing it. We're really excited to launch. We're going to be doing it in a couple months. So the main point of the app is basically to track the workflows of facility service technicians. So right now, you basically go to your location, clock in, and then do your work and clock out, but there's no way to track any data that they're, you know, how long it takes to do any particular task.
Right.
So that's really our main goal, is to try to get data and derive the time it takes to do things in the facility services industry.
Okay. So what kind of industries are you, like, focusing on?
To start, we are doing mostly what we do, because we have a facility services company that's our parent, and we have 250 employees, so it's a great test environment. We're going to be starting with commercial cleaning, handyman maintenance type stuff, painting, plumbing, you name it, it's probably something we do. So, yeah, just a lot of different categories. But the main focus is going to be commercial cleaning to start, I think.
So you're testing everything in-house?
Correct.
So let's say that, well, who's this data going to be for?
It's for us to start, right? So right. As the company that does the services, we're trying to get the information to see how long it takes to do a certain account. Right. And then we can provide that to the customer, give them information. It helps us better quote on the front end of it. And then also for each company that signs up as a software as a service platform, they would all want the data as well. And they can share with their customers. And yeah.
So like, because you're doing everything in-house, let's say I buy an apartment building and I need a cleaning crew to come through and clean the whole place and then paint the whole place. And I go to your company and I'm like, how long does this take? And then you guys have all of that data. So I know how long it's going to take and how many people I need to do the whole thing.
Right, because right now, actually, it's kind of archaic. They actually have this book. It's like probably a 20-year-old book, and they're just in like a big space with nothing in it. And it's like, hey, how long does it take to wipe down a table? Take a stopwatch, start wiping, and stop. And that's what everyone is quoting in the industry.
Wow.
So there's no data. Like, everyone is just in a black hole right now.
So how exactly are you collecting this data?
So the main way that we're trying to do it is on the walkthrough side. We're going to go to an account. So you said, like, we need painting and cleaning services. We would come to your place, walk through the place, basically write down what is needed to be done in each room.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, bathroom, you know, clean the toilet, clean the sink. In the main room, maybe painting two walls. Maybe you have a kitchen and you're like, hey, you know, do the dishes and clean the table there, wipe the floors, each room. And then that becomes the workflow, like task by task, for the technicians. When they sign in, they can each check off each one as a timestamp. So now we said, okay, if you went from start to the bathroom, took, you know, 10 minutes. And then from the bathroom to the kitchen, took 30 minutes. From kitchen to the main room, took an hour. So then you know the whole time was, you know, an hour and 40 minutes.
Right.
Okay, so the first time this happens, is there someone physically there?
You know, the walkthrough?
Yeah.
Yeah, so to start, there's no real data about the space you're in, so we'd have to use, like, more historical data.
Right.
But, you know, we have...
And then from there, you kind of keep getting more data to make it more accurate for an average amount of workflow.
Right, right. Okay. And since it's a software as a service platform, every company that's doing this kind of services would be able to pretty much add in their data to our bigger pool, which allows us to then aggregate it all and really dive into the averages that it takes to do something.
Right, because no two people are going to do the job the same way, but you'll have an average. If like 15 people do it, one guy takes really long, the other guy takes really, he does it really quickly, you still have an average of all the data.
Right, yeah, so and also there's different expectations too. So like for cleaning especially, it's like what's your expectation of clean?
Right.
So if they're really, really picky and they're like, you know, really want high detail, it's going to take longer. Right. It might need more people. It just depends on the customer and everyone has different spaces too. Right. So there's just a lot of different variables.
So I know that there's the average. Do you also give like a range? So like he said, there's someone working really slowly and there's also working someone really quickly. So like, is there a way that they can like see the range of like how everything goes?
You mean in the app?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. But the thing is more so people are quoting on a set amount. And in our mind, it's like, hey, if we're off on the original quote, we said 4 hours for this space to be cleaned, and we do it in 3 hours, we could give our customer a discount, right?
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
So it kind of like promotes efficiency,
right,
in a sense.
Yeah. And actually, that goes into the third part of the app, too, which is like an identity for the technicians. Right now, if you're a technician, you just go to the location, sign in, and you don't really get to see your team. You're kind of remote. You may have like a guy or two with you, but for the most part, like, we have 250 employees, don't even get to talk to each other. So it kind of builds this community where they can communicate, post jobs, share their own talent and skills, and feel like they're part of something.
That's awesome.
How did this idea like come into light?
Well, because we do the services, right?
Yeah.
And at first, we just kind of realized, like, there's probably some application out there, right? Like, there's got to be the technology these days. So we're looking. We found a lot of different applications, but nothing really tracked the workflow, the day-to-day stuff that you do on your job. So then when we realized that wasn't being done and, you know, people were trying to figure it out but not doing it correctly, like, it wasn't fitting the industry, we just decided, you know what, we got to try this.
So you wanted this data for your users?
Yeah, for our teams. Yeah, correct.
Okay. Just so that you guys can know?
Yeah. And that even if it never became a commercial success, I mean, we would use it internally. It'd be great.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah.
So what is, like, the business plan for, like, finance?
You mean in terms of, like, building up the business? So we actually started off by doing a pitch contest with Capital One. We won the pitch contest. So
that's how
we started our development.
Congratulations.
And then from there, we're probably going to do another pitch contest. We're trying to get a tech star. I think we're pretty close, it sounds like. So that would be awesome. But then from there, we're trying to build an in-house team to develop it and build a marketing team, an onboarding team. Other than that, I mean, we're pretty much just going to self-fund it.
And so, I'm sorry, where are you guys based out of?
Chicago.
So is this like primarily starting in Chicago since your team has to go there the first time?
Right.
Okay.
And how far along in the process are we to releasing a ready-to-go app?
Ready-to-go? Probably a couple months.
Okay. And this is cross-platform, Apple?
Yeah, Apple, iOS, and web.
Okay. This is great.
No, this is a really good idea.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
So if our viewers wanted to go and find out more about your company and the timeline for the app and everything, where can they go and how can they?
So our website is roserout.com. Mm-hmm. It should just be like a single landing page. And then our contact info is on there. I can give you guys business cards too if you're interested.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, just feel free to reach out and we can give you guys demos. We have something ready to go for that. And then,
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
This
Thanks,
is
guys.
So awesome. Have a good rest of your conference.
Thanks,
yes.
You too.
Thank you.